I think that the commissioner will go down as one of the best police commissioners the city has ever had. This is a man who, bled Baltimore City Police Department because, as most of your listeners know, he has been in the police department since he was a very, very young man in college. And he came into a department that had its share of challenges, just like the challenges I faced when I became the state's attorney. And I think the record speaks for itself in terms of his accomplishments and the mark he made. I think the city is a lot safer as a result of his great work, and I think he deserves a lot of the credit for the drop in crime that we have seen. I think that the city, he's earned the city's respect and its gratitude, and we wish him well in his future endeavors.
In your campaign, a great issue was made about the relationship between the state's attorney's office and the police department, in part changed by your from the way it was under your predecessor, Mrs. Jessamy. How did having Fred Bielfeld in this position improve that relationship and that relationship between the police department and the state's attorney's office?
Right. So, you know, Rob, I mean, I say this a lot, and the commissioner has said it too, both publicly and privately. I mean, it, of course, is no secret that he and I have a very, very strong working relationship, and I think that it's been reflected in our public comments and the way we've worked together. But what he and I say, and I mean this, is that really, at the end of the day, what we say is just rhetoric, and that what matters is the relationship that exists between our respective troops, his command staff, my deputies, his officers and detectives, my line assistant state's attorneys. And that's, Rob, I think where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. And in that regard, we've seen real, real progress. I mean, the level of cooperation and collaboration that now exists between those folks, which is where it really matters, I think is unparalleled in the city. And I think that the citizens are now going to see a difference in the way crime is being fought.
Spoken to him today, and has he offered any insight as to why he's leaving?
No and no. I have not spoken to him today, so obviously he's not offered any insights. Not to acknowledge your competitors, but I did see on the newspaper blogs that he was looking to spend more time with his family and the like. I mean, look, police commissioner is a very stressful job. It's a 24/7 job. You're dealing with enormous amount of problems and issues that are popping up, you know, every 5 minutes. And so it can take its toll, and I suspect that he now wants to maybe move on to other endeavors.